This evening, Israeli troops and armoured vehicles have re-entered the Gaza Strip, and there have been more clashes with Palestinian gunmen. With few political solutions to the violence, two men who are trying to break the bloody cycle in the region are the bloggers Hope Man and Peace Man. Hope Man lives in Sderot, the Israeli town which has been hit by many of the Qassam rockets fired from Gaza. Peace Man lives just over the border in a refugee camp in Gaza. They met during a peace initiative in which Gazans were invited to Israel for dialogue. They became friends but can now only remain in contact through their joint blog. Both prefer to remain anonymous for their own safety. So I began by asking Peace Man how he copes on a day-to-day basis with the situation in Gaza.
Well, it depends, you know, like, first I'm Palestinian and who's dying is my people. When I see people dying every day and the others even blaming my people or most of the time, my people want peace. And really, I get angry when people say blaming the Palestinians most of the time. So I'm trying to present that, okay, the Palestinians want peace. I want to show the others that, but we need someone to support us.
Given the mistrust and anger of people around you, why do you choose to trust Hope Man?
Well, because I believe that he's in the same situation I have. Like, he has rockets every day. Rockets, maybe he will come to his house, he will die. So I'm sure, and I believe that he will work hard for peace, because, of course, I'm sure he's worried about his future and his children. Same as I'm also civilian. I want normal life. I need to live. I need to travel. I need open borders, you know. So I need someone to trust.
Hope Man, a recent poll in the Haaretz newspaper suggested that two-thirds of Israelis would support talks with Hamas. Do you think the people in Sderot would see it like that?
Well, I think people in Sderot would actually support anything that would stop the rockets falling and threatening our lives and creating chaos and making people leave their homes. I think there's a very, very strong anger towards the fact that for 7 years there's not been a solution found. And I think that most of the people in Sderot would be willing to try new ideas that have not been tried before.
Your blog calls for a one-month ceasefire. Do you think that could work? Why do you think that could work?
Well, I think we need to take things very slowly. My feeling is that our government does not have the solutions, and I feel that the Hamas and the Palestinian government don't have the solutions, and while a war is going, there's no way to find the solutions because there's continuous retaliation. Just this evening, there were rockets that were shot towards Ashkelon and one side, and then the other side, Israel is once again going into Gaza. And so we have no idea where that's going, and just half an hour ago there was an alert and we had to go into our safe rooms. So, I mean, this continuous retaliation doesn't seem like it's helping anyone at any time. So, you know, we're just willing to wait and go ahead and see how things can change in a new way.
There's a report now that says a one-month-old Palestinian baby has been shot dead. Where does that leave the possibility for peace?
Well, Peace Man, do you want to say something about that?
Well, that's what happened. Just I know that in Deir al-Balah, and three injured. Well, we're trying. I know it's people still angry, but we're trying, and I'm sure it will happen. But not now. It's not, you know, it's not easy to convince people, especially this moment.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would like to say that. Every civilian that dies on the Palestinian side, you know, it gives me great pain. And I know that it draws us further away from what we are trying and what we are aiming at. What I am thinking about is that next 1 month born and the next children that will be born tomorrow. And we have to work on preventing what's happening now, and otherwise we don't have it. We truly, as Peace Man said, do not have a future here, and we're going to just continue suffering for years and years.
Bloggers Peace Man and Hope Man.